Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tom, I didn't even realize that we are best friends.
Oh, I didn't realize that either.
There's proof here with what I've got in front of me. Your coworkers are your best friends. Aww. You may not admit it, but we are best buddies.
Well, what do you consider best friends? I mean, we don't hang out. Everybody's like, I bet y'all hang out
all
the time.
You know what? You just let me finish this.
Okay. What a friendly thing to say.
Here we go. Here's how your coworkers are your best friends. You spend all your time together. You think about it. It's true. You spend your entire day or night with them, and you hear about all their lives every day. So you spend a lot of time with your coworker. That's how they can be your best friend.
Just because you are forced to spend time with someone doesn't make them your best friend. It's like if you are in jail, you don't consider the jailer or the guard to be your best friend.
Okay. You complain about work together. There's a togetherness about complaining about your job. None of your other friends would understand the pain that you go through each and every day that you endure at work, but your coworkers understand specifically what you're going through.
That is true, and there's nothing more fun than being in a meeting and you look at your coworker and without saying a word, you're both like, oh my gosh, you know what you're thinking.
Yeah. We do that in here, Tori.
Yeah, about some of the other coworkers.
Sometimes your non-work friends don't get why you work where you do and why you like to complain about where you work. So you go back and you complain to them. They just don't get it. But you know what? As coworkers, we all get it. We're sharing. We're connecting. That's how we become best friends.
You're going to keep trying, aren't you?
He apparently is.
We're the four best friends that anyone could ever have.
Okay. No, apparently your coworkers are also supportive. Guess not.
I'm trying.
According to, you are, Tori.
Thank you.
They're not trying. But
you can be best friends with them, Tori.
Okay. I'll be your friend, Hawk.
But you know what? But we do, try to support each other, especially when the company's against you and we got to rally together and picket and march out in front.
Did you eat the cookies that I made for you that I brought in today?
I put them on the table. I'm taking mine home.
I ate mine, Tori. It was good.
See? That's what friends do. Great treats.
Those cookies?
I don't like you anymore. You're mean.
They're huge.
They are. Yeah. Sorry.
I could split that with my whole family. I've got a dessert for all of us today.
That's a pie.
It is what that is. That's a big old cookie.
I would like to go back to not being friends with coworkers.
Okay.
I ate my whole one.
Thank you, Tom.
Is your diabetes up?
It's probably healthy. But it tasted good.
Ways your coworkers are your best friends, you have common interest.
Yeah.
Since you share a workplace together, your coworkers most likely share similar interests that you do.
No.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
Tori and I talk all the time. Yeah. She'll say that she hates tacos, and I'm like, we have nothing in common.
Okay, you two don't. Yeah, y'all fine about
don't
that quite
even,
a bit. Yeah.
He is not telling the truth.
But most of all, it's another way that your coworkers are best friend. They make your work day fly by.
Depends on the day.
You know, 5 hours can seem like 12.
Okay. Well, some days, of course, but that may not be your coworker. It could be something else you're going through.
I think in order to be friends with your coworkers, you actually have to interact with them. You have to, like,
engage. What are
you trying to say? I'm just saying that a lot of times you're over in your corner with your headphones on and you don't interact with anyone.
Well, somebody's got to keep the ball rolling here.
Well, we're interacting now and it's not going well.
Okay. And then here's another thing. Finally, your coworkers, your best friend, this is the reason why you know all their secrets and stuff like that. Like, at some point, you know, office talk ends and you talk about your lives together, you know. When your coworker shows up hungover or whatever, you know why for a lot of times.
Well, because they were drinking.
Yeah,
well,
okay. But it could be because they're sad or going through some kind of relational problems. But when your work BFF looks exhausted or sad, sometimes you know why. And I've got one more.
Oh, God.
One more. You know their habits. That's another way that your coworkers are your best friends.
Their bathroom habits?
Well,
because we do all know that.
We know that about Tom. He combs his hair with a fork. He sucks salt off of pretzels. He licks his fingers and sticks it up his nose and keeps his nostrils and hairs in check. It's kind of like, you know, a hair nostril gel right there. You know, when he licks it and then sticks it up in there. So, look, we are buddies, buddy.
Buddy.
Yeah, we are best buds.
Well, next time you push the hairs up his nose with your fingers.
I'm going to go to HR and file a restraining order.
I would do that for him if he needed me to. Like if he was in, you know, like in...
pinky.
If he couldn't do it by himself anymore, you know, yeah. I'd be a friend like that for you.
Oh, you got a friend in Hall.
I don't want one.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, congratulations. You survived the internet outage of 2025.
Yeah.
At least the first major one. It happened on Monday.
Yeah.
And apparently, Amazon Web Services, which handles 30% of all cloud computing worldwide, went down.
Scary.
So, for companies that did not have a backup plan, they lost their service for a little while.
And I was unable to get Prime for a couple of hours.
That is true.
I almost did not mentally recover from that.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
Barely.
I timed it out perfectly. I bought mine earlier.
Oh. Now, I don't get, I mean, I understand a big company like that should have a backup. But what would make you think that they think they needed one if they went to Amazon Services and Amazon Services says, we got you covered?
Well, they have like a 99.9% uptime, but it's going to go down sometimes. There's going to be things that happen. We know there's hackers out there, power outages. There's all kinds of things that can happen. And they say that companies should have another company that is there in case one of their main ones goes down, if it is critical stuff. Now, you missing a few Prime videos wasn't a big deal.
First of all, there's no need to attack.
I wasn't attacking. I'm just saying that's something that you don't necessarily need a backup for. You'll survive without your 3 hours of videos.
I needed a mental health day.
Yeah, and you got all those IT guys explaining, the experts explaining kind of what was going on. I couldn't follow them. It's like gobbledygook and all that stuff. I'm like, I can understand gobble, I can understand gook, but together I can't understand that.
Well, there are people who were affected more than just the videos, Tori. Some people had powered beds that were connected to the Amazon Web Services, and they did things like tilting up and down, and they had temperature controls. Some of these people were stuck in a sitting upright position.
Oh, no.
Now, it doesn't sound horrible, but when bedtime comes and you can't lay your bed flat again, it's not super comfortable.
But on the plus side, they didn't have acid reflux that night.
No, they definitely did not. They also had some people said their bed was set 9 degrees warmer than the room and they were sleeping in a sauna.
Oh, okay.
I told you all your new, your smart equipment that you've got in your homes, it's going to turn on you one day.
I got a bunch of dumb furniture in my house.
Everything's dumb in my house.
And I will say, you have a point, Kayla. Like, I see those refrigerators that have all these features on them.
Yeah.
And I'm a little more basic. I'm just like, that's just more crap to break.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. What about whenever Amazon Web Services goes down and all of a sudden your fridge won't let you in?
Oh, heck no. I'd break the glass. We got a sound machine for Michael. It won't work without an app.
Really?
A sound machine.
Yeah.
You just turn it on.
Yeah, buy the right one.
Ridiculous.
Buy the cheap ones.
That's so when Michael's sleeping and y'all are sleeping in the other room, somebody's going to be on there going, Michael.
Stop.
I've seen videos of that, too.
Uh-huh, your neighbors.
They say one guy tweeted the CEO of the mattress company, and he said, it would be great if my bed wasn't stuck in an inclined position. And another person said, it's all fun and games until a hacker folds you into a taco. And one guy said his bed was stuck 9 degrees warmer and said he was sleeping in a sauna.
All right.
The bed started working again once Amazon servers went back online, and the CEO of the company called 8Sleep said they're working to add an outage mode this week so that if it happens again, they'll still be able to control the beds locally.
This is a first world problem, though, really.
You well, sure it is.
Like, honestly.
This is a one percenter's problem.
You think about what we used to do. People used to sleep on the ground in caves. Like, we can get by a night or two.
What? I mean, going back to cavemen
days? Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Hawk's like, my bed's broke. I'm going to go find a cave.
Yeah. I'm making a point. I mean, you got a couch or something.
People always say that, but no, we didn't. We never slept in caves.
Exactly.
Us who live here today didn't do that.
You've been camping, though. I'm like, what?
No.
One night.
No, I have not.
One night. You're not you never slept on the ground in a sleeping bag.
I woke up on the ground.
Okay, well, that's different.
But I mean, I'm a couch sleeper. I mean, I'll crash at friends' house some weekends, and I'll just crash on their couch.
Right.
I
mean,
I don't mind that. I swear I'd have went if I had my bed. Wouldn't,
right. If your bed wouldn't fold back down.
I'd stay up all night watching
TV. if you had any.
Well, Netflix is not on Amazon.
Okay. Right? I don't know. They might use their services.
Cause hope not. Now, what happens when the Amazon services buys out the competition and that's your backup plan?
Well, like I said, right now, that's not the case. Right now, they have 30% of the traffic. So that means 60, 70% of the traffic out there is with other companies that you could use as a backup.
Okay.
I mean, pretty soon we have a crash like that and everything goes down. Every aspect. All the cars stop. It's like an apocalypse.
What's the movie with Julia Roberts on Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, it's basically where all the Tesla starts driving and blocking bridges.
I've
and people
seen
can't
that.
Get out of town. And
I forgot the name of
the
it.
End
but
of the
I know
world. Your cell phone goes down. All the power goes down. You can't get access to your money.
It starts with that tanker ship coming towards the beach or something.
Yep. I just love how everyone's like, I was stuck in my bed. I couldn't. It's like, you couldn't just roll out and go sleep somewhere else.
I was trying to think of other things that would have shut down that could have been bad. The cars is a good point. Now, Elon Musk was on X bragging because X did not go down because they do not depend only on Amazon Web Service.
Yeah, I like how he said people are coming here for their news. I'm like, I don't believe anything on any social media, so don't think I'm coming there for news.
Well, you didn't have as many choices that day for sure.
True.
So keep that in mind. If you have smart devices in your house, there is the chance they could quit working, at least for some amount of time, if the internet goes down.
Yeah. I mean, it could save you some money when you're buying Christmas presents, too. I'm sorry, kid, you didn't get what you wanted that day that the Amazon went down.
Yeah.
I couldn't shop. Okay, that's a twisted.
That's stupid.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I finally bought something from infomercial that works. You see them all over the place now. I mean, if you're sitting there even on Facebook or social media, you see these commercials, you're like, that looks like it's going to work.
And a lot of them are trickily disguised like there's some kind of regular post, but then it turns out to be selling something.
But I love the commercials. It's when they're selling like those food products and it shows the old way of doing things. And it's like the woman in the kitchen can't even get the eggs into the bowl.
Right.
Because you need this egg in the bowl thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, I bought that exercise equipment, the AbFlex, and it was supposed to make my abs look great. And I bought it. I set it in the closet, and my abs never improved after that.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Those knives that cut through shoes, bought those. They couldn't even cut through like hot slot like butter.
Wow.
Yeah. Those knives. Yeah, they would cut. They would show you that they would cut through shoes.
And what were you needing to cut through shoes for?
Yeah. I didn't need to cut through shoes, but I did need to cut through butter.
He wanted to make some slides out of his tennis shoes.
And then those vitamins that grow chest hair, those didn't work. But anyway, I finally found something that works. And I brought it in. I strapped Cato up a while ago. You may not know what it looks like.
Well, tell me why you think it works.
Okay. It doesn't shock you or anything, I promise.
Because, I mean, this is a device almost like a straight jacket type feel. I got my arms and a wrist.
You look like a baby T-Rex.
Because it's got your arms up there in a sling. It is a neck massager. I saw this And I read all the reviews. I didn't see yours on there, Tom.
That's because I didn't review it.
Well, it blew me away because, you know, I looked at it at first. I saw the video, and I'm like, that don't work. I bet that don't work. Read all the reviews, getting rave reviews. So this neck massager, there's different types out there, too. And I don't know what this one is specifically, but I want you guys to try it out to see what you think. And it's the one massage that pinches, like, up here, your whatever that is.
I got it on
your
traps,
your neck.
Your neck area.
It's already hurting. Yeah. I'm just
okay. Well, I want to see if you can, if you like it.
That's because it looks like it has fangs in the back. Yeah. It has two, like, fangs in the back.
Yeah, just to let you know, this thing goes around the back of your neck, comes down in front of you, and you put your arms through the two straps. So like Tori said, he looks like T-Rex. He's got his arms out in front of him like a little dinosaur. And it's got these things that poke into your back and your neck that are supposed to apparently massage that area.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Let's try it out. Here we go, Kato. You can strap on the bra thing, too, if you need to.
No.
Just pull it down, get a little bit tense, and now push that first button, that bottom button right there.
And I told you earlier, I'm taking a muscle relaxer because I've been very tight.
Three,
lately.
Two, one, do it. You feel it?
Oh.
Oh, it's getting in there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where do you have it strapped?
Look at that go, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much do I have to tip this thing?
I tell you, does it not blow you away? I thought it would not work.
That is very nice. Oh, my.
When the only thing you say is,
I could just lay up in bed.
Ain't that something? It's got two different versions, too. One stops. And it's got a heat mode. You can push for the heat mode if you want. Okay.
It feels like fingers are doing this.
Exactly.
It looks kind of creepy, to be honest. When you look at it from behind and that thing's poking at you and grabbing at you, it looks almost like something out of a science fiction horror movie.
It looks like a spider that's fangs are in you and sucking all the blood out.
I've seen scary movies where, like, the ghost grabs somebody by the neck and they turn around and nothing's there.
Hey, take one down, pass it around, see what Tori thinks about it.
I don't think so. She can do it after the break.
Does it feel that good?
It does. That's feeling really good.
Okay, you know what?
Let me turn it on.
Yeah, just you gotta hold the button down for a second. I bought a neck massager. Hey, listen, I got a great deal too. It was $44.
Wow.
And I bought that. And I was blown away, by the way. And you know, and it's not too loud.
Sorry.
All right. So go ahead and push the bottom button, Tori. Mm-hmm. Tori's got it strapped on now. It's easy to put on.
Really?
You gotta pull out, you gotta pull it down.
I'm working. He's going to the left.
There you go. Pull your arms down.
Hey, shush. Oh, my gosh.
I feel less stressed, less tense. I do.
I told you,
around
man.
My neck.
This is a great Christmas present, too.
I'm going to buy it for myself. Yeah. Thank you.
This is actually pretty wonderful.
I know.
You got it for $44. I'm stealing it for $0.
Yeah.
I need it to go like a little lower between the shoulder
blade. You can
blade.
Do that if you pull it, they say. But
there it is.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm in a straitjacket.
It's a neck massager.
Oh,
you
want
to try it real quick, Tom?
Sure.
Yeah.
But he's fine. He doesn't need it.
Real quick, we got to wrap things up.
Man, I fully expected this to not be so wonderful, but it is like...
I told you.
It's getting like a nerve thing right between my shoulder blades. It's been really tweaking me lately.
And I've been buying all kinds of weird products over the years. I've wasted so much money over the years. I finally hit the lottery with this neck massager.
Does it have attachments? I feel like I need another massage other places.
I think I'm the attachment. I'm attached to it now.
Yeah. Somebody's asking which one is it that they want the massager.
It is the...
And we're not getting paid for this. This is not a paid endorsement.
Hashtag
ad. All right, Tom just turned it on. It is a neck massager.
It does feel pretty good.
It really does.
I do feel less tense.
Yeah. That's
it's
great.
Too bad it looks so creepy because it feels pretty good, but it looks weird.
Yeah, you can't use that in public. People will look at you.
There's
crazy.
A torture Tuesday for you there.
Gosh, no.
Yeah.
I'm with Tori. I almost like for it to go farther down my back.
You can pull it back.
Do it down like between your shoulder blades and then pull the straps across your chest. Holy moly.
If you just join us, we're not putting on bras or anything. It's the Snailax neck massager for pain.
Snail. Oh, that's funny.
Snailax. And it looks like a snail on the back of your neck.
With fangs and talons. Does feel good, though.
Hang on. Let me
you got it wrong. You got it on wrong. You gotta do it like that.
Wait, no, wait. You want it down lower?
That's what I was doing.
Oh, right down. Yeah,
there, and
there
then
you
pull,
go.
It, now pull it.
Oh, that feels good. Right between your shoulder blades.
Yeah. That was straight euphoric for a minute there.
Snellex neck massager.
Variety. They have the whole back that you can sit in a chair.
Yeah. Do they have any others besides snails? Do they have like a spider axe?
No, they don't. They don't.
Or a slug axe?
It took me about 2 hours to figure out how it works, but I finally got it. I didn't read the instructions.
He came in here the other day showing it to us, and he had it on upside down.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It is a group therapy Wednesday. We have a lovely couple on the line, Joseph and Allison, and they are married, but they're having a little problem, and they wanted to turn to us for advice. And now that sounds crazy at first, but it's not just us. You are going to be involved as well, so we're going to have all of our audience help out with this.
It's much cheaper than going to like marriage counseling and therapy.
Might not be as good, but cheaper.
You get what you pay. Yeah.
All right, Joseph, you're the one who actually reached out to us. You want to start out and tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Sure. So I had been letting my beard grow out just because I had never really done it, had never let it get that bad. But, you know, I was feeling myself a little bit. And, you know, she had told me, like, starting to get a little prickly, you know, when I give her a kiss. And, you know, she thought I was a little ungroomed. So, I mean, Allison, why don't you tell them how you retorted the situation after I told you I wouldn't shave?
Well, I love Joseph's handsome face, and, you know, I want to see it all the time.
Okay.
And when he's hiding it behind this beard, like, I don't know, I just kind of think that it's not so cute and sexy. So my retaliation is to do something that maybe he thinks is not so cute and sexy.
Okay.
And I'm growing out my leg hair.
Oh. Perfect for fall. I love it. Keep yourself warm.
Wow. You know, this really, this strikes deep with me because I've gotten very tired of shaving.
Okay.
So
I can tell.
I will go 1 or 2 weeks without shaving, and then eventually I'll break down and do it. And my wife also complains, just like you do, Allison. She says when I go to kiss her, it stabs her with these little short beard hairs.
Yeah, okay.
Which is kind of crazy to me because, like, I lay on my side and my arm is being touched by it. They don't hurt me, but they seem to hurt her.
It's like rubbing your face on sandpaper.
Oh, wow. My wife has fortunately not decided to retaliate in the way that you have chosen to.
What grit is your beard, Tom?
I don't know. Why don't you come over here and rub your face up against it?
I'm just saying, like, she makes it seem as if I'm about to start a forest fire with this. I'm like, look, I'm putting, you know, lotion in it, and I'm trying to make it as smooth as possible.
Right.
I'm not completely going Trojan bear man.
Guys whine about having to shave your beard. We have to shave literally everything from the ankle up. Like, it's a lot.
I understand what you're saying, but this is more than just affecting, like, our day-to-day lives. I mean, these behemoths are rubbing up against me when we're trying to sleep, and, like, it's keeping me up. you know, the bed is now 1,000 degrees warmer. Like, I mean, you know, there has to be something that we can do here that, that makes all the parties sort of happy, because, you know, I don't know if I could keep going on, you know, sleeping next to Sasquatch in bed.
Wow.
Listen, Joseph, just shave your beard, make her happy. I'm like,
wow, you make it sound like it's no hassle. He likes the beard, and it's a pain to shave all the time.
Okay, imagine shaving both of your legs, the whole, like, all the time. You can't have any stubble, because heaven forbid, at least with guys. And your mustache, a little stubble, is sexy
That's
and intriguing.
Point. That's the thing, is the beard isn't like as socially off-putting as having the leg hair.
But that's so unfair.
Well, we didn't make it.
Who did?
I don't know. You have to go to God to complain about it. But
he didn't come up with that rule.
Exactly right. And listen, I think even the big man upstairs.
Hey, he has a beard.
Shaving around the ankles, it's difficult. You know, it requires some precision.
How do you know that?
I want to rub your handsome face, Joseph. I don't want to, like, comb it like I'm, like, petting a schnauzer.
You know, she's got a point. Yeah. I feel like this is one of those things where I don't necessarily agree with how she decided to fight back, but I do think it's fair for her to ask and say, listen, this is the way I prefer you. And maybe it's one of those things where you got to make a sacrifice to make the relationship better.
And you know what? I think that you got to please the wife, because I have a friend who has a big beard. And I said, dude, you need to shave that beard off. It's getting, you got chicken crumbs in it.
Ew.
He looked over at his wife. She looked at me and said, shut up, Cato. I love it.
Oh.
And I'm like, my bad.
She likes it with chicken crumbs.
She likes
crumbs.
The big beard.
Maybe she likes a little snack during a kiss. All right. What are you judging for?
All right, hey, Tom, how about you? Like, if Jamie cuts her hair a certain way?
She hasn't ever done that.
Your partner is the one who has to look at you the most, to be honest. And if there is something truly off-putting, like, it's okay to kind of try to make your partner happy. It's not weird, but...
But that's like if you're going out and, like, you gonna wear that shirt? I'm like, you can change that easy. Shaving a beard all the time, it just takes a lot of work.
I have no sympathy for that. Underarms, legs, everything else, I have no sympathy for guys having to shave their face.
That would have been a fair retaliation, I think, as if she didn't shave her underarms.
Oh, good. I'm going to stop.
That one would have been fair. There I feel like the leg hair is going too far.
I still have to go to work and, like, I gotta groom certain parts to keep up with society.
Yeah, you don't want to be stinky.
No, I'm also saying, guys, I called in for your help. Don't give her any suggestions now.
We're trying to help both of you. We want you guys to work your relationship out. I think maybe you should strongly consider doing some compromise here on this, Joseph. It's a pain, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not even taking my own advice. But it sounds like it's a bigger deal to Allison than it is to my wife.
So here's what we'll do. We'll take it to our listening audience this morning.
We will see what they have to say. You guys keep listening, and then we'll see if they agree with us or if they have other solutions.
All right.
Sounds good, guys. Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
All right. 1-800-360-937. We'll pass it along to Joseph and Allison.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.